This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe.
Favorite part of the song right here.
Boom. I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Glad to have you along on What's On Your Mind. The most listened to radio program. Hello, friends. How are you? Glad to have you listening on this Monday as we count down to Election Day. That's right. We're counting down to Election Day. We're excited. Ready to go. I just checked. What did we decide that website is, Kev? Vote.gov.nd?
No, vote.nd.gov. Yes, it does work. Yep.
So vote.nd.gov if you're one of those saying, where do I vote? I don't know where I vote. I put mine in here, and I was pretty amazed. So vote.nd. Who can't remember that, right? .gov. And then once you do that, you put that in, you go down there, and it says, where do I vote? There's a little box down below that says, where do I vote? You put in your actual address, and then it pulls up your address, and you can also do it with your ID number, if you'd like to do it that way. But I just put in the house number. And let's see here. Trying to find mine. It puts up everything that starts with the same. There we go, right there. So I find mine that easy. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different places that I can vote. Because they've got these massive amount of locations that you can go to. Has the actual directions on there. Tells you the time that they're voting there. The whole darn deal. So,
Yeah, there's no shortage.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you can find a way. They're even opening up all the NFL still stadiums in the big cities. I mean, the cities are everywhere.
There's not a reason that one could say, well, I didn't vote because I didn't find a location close to me or whatever. There's plenty of locations.
But there's people with guns and violence. And
they're not going to count all the votes until a week from tomorrow.
Intimidation and, yeah. Okay.
Let's not go with that.
None of it's real.
What do you mean it's not real? Well,
there aren't people with...
They're making this stuff up.
Obama was saying that all weekend. Guys with rifles around their neck. And well, there was one place, one guy had an AR with him or whatever. He was worried about his safety. Nobody got, you know. And yeah, in Arizona and some of these places where this craziness went on, yeah, they're watching. We're keeping an eye on things. I don't care if you're intimidated or not.
Okay, but The guy that had a gun. Why did he have a gun?
Oh, he just, you know, one of those guys had his body armor on. He was one of the election watchers watching a personal protection, I'm sure.
But he was not trying to intimidate you vote?
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
This is mostly coming out of Maricopa County. You know what happened in Maricopa County, so.
It's rather famous, isn't it?
It's one of the big ones.
Yeah, exactly right. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Anyway, let's see. We got a couple of texts coming in. And by the way, our question of the day, still time to give an answer for that, and we'll let you know the results before we end. Do you anticipate a red wave? Anticipate a red wave coming tomorrow? Or more like a red trickle? It's kind of a trickle, like, you know. Trickle would be the opposite of a red wave. Okay? Not much in the way of the predictions coming true. A lot of people think red wave. I'm saying, do you believe that'll happen, or do you believe it'll be a red trickle, or none of the above?
Does a red trickle involve us winning a majority of the House and Senate, or no?
I would think so, yeah.
Then, yeah.
Yeah.
At the very least, it's going to be a red trickle.
It's not a blowout.
Right, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's going to be a blowout.
So red wave, red trickle.
Blowout in the House for sure.
None of the above. Got a choice of A, B, or C there. You let us know what you think is going to happen there. That's your vote today. You can vote by texting 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, okay? Or you can call us. Love to hear from you. 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Early voting, evidently, has sort of blown the doors off. More than 41 million ballots cast, which they say is a surge, Kev. So that suggests maybe a red wave. I guess it could be a blue wave, too. But not many predictions in that regard that are out there. So, all right, let's see what we have in the way of responses here. Somebody says, Roll Tide. Would that be a red wave comment, do you think?
Well, that's usually an Alabama thing.
Put that in the category of red wave?
Yeah. It would be.
You would?
I don't know.
Either a random comment from an Alabama fan.
Could be Alabama fan.
Yeah. We're looking for a little more specific. Red wave, red trickle, none of the above. All right? Red tsunami. See, here we have people giving answers that I've given. That we can put in the red wave category. Red wave plus. Red tsunami. All right, we got it. Texter says, about the best we can hope for is plus 40 in the House, plus 2 in the Senate, and first on the agenda should be impeaching Mayorkas for dereliction of duty on the border. I think that could be a few of them. How about the border czar herself? Also wants Garland impeached for dereliction of duty, weaponizing the DOJ and going after political opponents. Interesting. Plus 40 in the House, plus 2 in the Senate. That's a red wave. That's right up there. Listener says, why isn't it required that the states count absentee ballots before Election Day so it doesn't take forever to get results? It's a good question. I thought of that before, too.
Great question.
Yeah. Right? Why not? Is there some reason that we would not want to count them on Election Night? I mean, before Election Night? For some reason we'd wait until Election Night?
And, you know, with all these computers, you'd think that information would be almost instantaneous, like in California, where it's going to, you know, take a while.
Why are they telling us? Have you seen any kind of explanation why they're telling us it's going to be a while for election results?
No, really, not really. Nothing credible.
What's the reason? give me a plausible reason.
You've got to make sure you got everything where it needs to be.
You're saying election results are going to take a long time, then I need to know, okay, here's the reason. Bob's not showing up, and we've got to do it only with Sally. I don't know. But just,
right.
Give me something.
Yeah. No.
Give me something. Why wouldn't I know? 538, what do they say? They're doing this by poll closing. I'd be happy with that. 538 is a polling firm. I'm just going through theirs. They're basically giving us when elections close and then results within 45 minutes of poll closing, whatever. So it seems reasonable, but they also haven't been one of the groups that have said, expect delays on election night. Scott Johnson at the Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor in Minnesota at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that. We'll continue after this on What's on Your Mind.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Night was a little cold, a little windy, but if you had a hot spring spa, it would have been nothing other than a non-event, because you'd have been in there enjoying every single minute of that wonderful experience, above the water, below the water, the whole deal. It's unbelievable. We have one. I can tell you there's no weather. Kev, you have this as well. There's no weather that dissuades you. Quite the opposite. when the weather's the worst you want to be in.
I won't do winter without one.
Oh no.
Period. I just won't. Gets me moving, gets your circulation working, raises that core temp a bit, like a little sous vide. Next thing you know, you're killing the bugs, and that's wellness.
It is wellness.
For cold weather especially.
Same thing with a sauna.
Oh, come on.
Unbelievable.
The combo, you can't beat it.
You cannot beat it.
And those Finleos, you can put one in your garage. They plug right into the wall.
That's where ours is.
No.
Plug right
no
into the wall.
Big deal.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Showroom in West Fargo, in Grand Forks, or in Bismarck. Give you all kinds of options. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Tell them Scott and Kevin sent you. Satisfied customers of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And a whole room full of show floor full of all kinds of great ideas on how you can just make winter fun, you know? Make winter fun. Check it out. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. What do I hear here, Kev?
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Democrats denying election results?
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's the real
thing.
Not
that I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because
right.
I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you, you know, fight against that in 2020?
You are absolutely right.
He's yeah. an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016.
That's Jimmy Carter. Trump didn't actually win the election.
He lost the election.
Gosh.
He was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president elect as a legitimate president.
Oh, my. Interesting.
See,
election deniers.
In 2016, the fix has been in for decades, okay? And especially in Illinois, California, New York, you can go down the fix has been in for one. Trump overwhelmed the zone. He flooded the zone. They weren't ready for that. I wholeheartedly believe they were ready for 2020. They were ready, whatever it took, they were ready for 2020. And that hammer scorecard thing, if you read a lot of Mike Lindell stuff, that was the game changer. Okay? That was the ability to mass manipulate the software. And if that's, you know, hopefully they've solved that, or at least we're onto it. But, there's just way too much to say. Nothing to see there.
John and Annetta, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, John. Welcome to the program.
Well, I heard you talking earlier about why it should take so long to get the votes counted. And the answer is very simple. First, the Democrats have to count the votes to figure out how many they got to produce from dead people or wherever they get their votes at. So that's why it takes a long time. And the Democrats have gotten very good at cheating in these elections. They've been doing it for 40 or 50 years and refining their message. And as long as we continue to let them do it, they're going to keep doing it because they want the power and they want to keep it. And I hope there's a red wave. I hope the people of this country just overwhelm them so much that they can't cheat, but I know they're going to be doing it, and because they've got the power right now, and they don't want to let go of it, and they're not going to let go of it if they've got anything to say about it. So
that's why, back to our question of the day, red wave, yay or nay, that's extraordinarily important. Don't you agree?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have to be overwhelmed in such a way that they just can't do it. And actually, I think they were almost overwhelmed that way in 2020, but they were still able to be able to cheat, and they got their president. So. I don't put anything past them because these are Marxists. They're American Marxists. That's what they are.
Be very aware. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate you listening. Welcome others at 271-1100. 22 red waves, no red trickle votes whatsoever, and only one for none. So it is a red wave blowout on that question of the day here today.
I'll tell you something that's going to be interesting. If this is the red wave that they're talking about, and this all comes to fruition, the next 2 years are going to be because then now you're up with a whole other election cycle of more senators, more House members, the presidential race that will be coming up in 24. I mean, it's if we see a red wave, this is the first pull of the drain on the swamp. It really is.
Texter says, a listener via text says, lotto results are immediate.
Yeah.
Good point, Paul.
Imagine that.
I mean, come
on. How do they do that?
They pick out 9 zillion numbers and move them all around and kick out a number and we know them right away.
They immediately know not only the winner, where you bought it from.
That's a good point.
Yeah, good point.
Another listener, Scott and Kevin, let's hold Fauci and the shutdowns responsible, too. It happened in 2020, and I say, I saw my mom.
Yep.
I never saw my mom again until Graveside. It killed business and kids, anything you want. Yeah.
Well, I'll never forget, again, the story of the 2020 election was these states that literally, these election districts end run their own legislatures because of COVID, because we can't have anybody voting, can't have anybody next to each other. That was the problem in almost all of those states, I believe, or yeah, all of them that were in question, was the end run they did on their own legislatures to circumvent voting laws in those states.
Listener says, watch Kill Chain on HBO. They actually show hackers changing the votes.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty, yeah.
What's the movie about?
It's about just the hacking ability, the whole deal. Selection Code is another one. That's the one that
both about elections?
Yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few of them out there. Well, 2,000 Mules is another one. Yeah.
2,000 Mules. I've seen that. Yeah. Let's see here. What else we got?
I think in the one you just mentioned, they have an Iranian hacker that can hack in and changes it before their eyes kind of thing.
Texter says, is the ad on TV about Dan Bomer accusations true, and has he denied them?
I've wondered the same thing. We actually talked about that over the weekend. I don't know much about the race. I see his signs up quite a bit.
We should give the guy a chance to respond to some of that garbage. Just the way they were done, my initial reaction was they're not accurate. But I don't know. Honestly, don't know. And he's not reached out to sort of say, hey, I want to be able to clear my name or anything like that. So, listener says, if Measure 1 passes 6 years from now, half the legislature will be termed out. 2 years later, the other half will be termed out. 6 years later, the cycle is repeated. As a current legislator, I want future legislators to succeed. Setting them up for success will involve conversations about annual sessions, more legislative days, staffing, and office space. And things to consider on Measure Number 1, the term limits. That's why I'm a no.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Rights groups have raised concerns about wrongdoings by the host government at COP27. The UN climate conference with more than 40,000 people flying in on fossil fuel jets. The issue at hand is the spying on attendees, the arrest of protesters by the Egyptian government. UK officials say they plan to raise awareness of Egypt's questionable activities during the massive convention that will run through the 18th. The Russian-installed administration in Ukraine's Kherson region has said that Kherson City lost water and power after what it called an act of sabotage. The Ukrainian people are also suffering the same outages after Russian missiles destroyed much of their infrastructure. Monday Night Football tonight, the New Orleans Saints will host the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I hope you're hungry today. Love to tantalize you with some of the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience that awaits you at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs in Harwood and on NP Avenue. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Chicken wild rice in Glendon. Chicken fettuccine on 45th. Valley City, West Main Avenue. Euland as well. All great locations where you find home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Well, the final hours of what has been an epic campaign for governor of Minnesota are underway, and Dr. Scott Jensen joins us to talk a little bit about it here on the program. Dr. Jensen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott. I think Minnesota is, so to speak, on the edge of its seat collectively, and we are waiting to see what we do tomorrow.
It feels like that. It really does feel on the edge of the seat. How do you feel as someone that's been out there asking for Tim Walz to be fired and put a new governor in charge?
I'm grateful for Minnesotans. I think that Minnesotans have truly been engaged, and their expectations are reasonable. I think Minnesotans collectively feel that policies that hook our wagon to California car mandates and automatically increase the cost of getting gas in our tanks are problematic. That when a governor says, I'm going to do this, and this is going to provide you more choice, when the very policy he's referring to says that in 2035, you cannot buy a new vehicle that has an internal combustion engine, Minnesotans are saying that's problematic. I think when Minnesotans, parents and grandparents and others alike see what's happening in our grade school and our middle school education arenas, when they see our kids locked down and locked out of their schools, when we see the nation's report cards show how devastated Minnesota education is, I think it's problematic. And I think people are absolutely sick to death of having the cops second-guessed, denigrated, and eviscerated as they try to do the best work they can, and they start their shifts not knowing if they'll end their shifts in a body bag. And I think these are the things that really I so appreciate Minnesotans are engaged on. And I think that there's been an energy with this campaign that has been remarkable. I know today there's a half a dozen semis trekking around 494, 694 loop in Minneapolis-St. Paul, basically saying, we need to vote Jensen. Walz failed. It's time for change. This path that we're on is not sustainable. So I'm grateful for all of that. And I guess my overarching emotional perspective right now is I'm guardedly optimistic.
Yeah. How do you, how do you sense, I would imagine, if the past political campaigns are any guide, you know, where your more favorable turf would be in western Minnesota, what is your sense of the metro, the suburbs?
It appears to us that we're seeing more and more of those traditional Democratic voting blocks have been splintered. Many are voting for us. Some may stay at home. But I think we're seeing a lot of minority communities say, we're not buying the bill of goods that Tim Walz has been selling to us. It isn't working out. We feel we've been lied to. And I think that the notion of coming around every 4 years and pandering politically with either some Walz checks or a chunk of money to throw at one building and call it a day for another 4 years, it's just not selling. So we're optimistic that the Twin Cities themselves proper will be a closer outcome than in the past. And we're also very excited about the Mama Bears and the Warrior Dads in the suburbs and the second ring suburbs, as they recognize that the DFL education union has not been about kids. It's been more about power and control.
Yeah, without question. And Dr. Scott Jensen, by the way, is with us, candidate for governor in Minnesota, is final appearance on What's On Your Mind before you begin voting in Minnesota. So your last chance to hear from him. How have the, you know, I know at this point in the campaign, not so much early on, but at this point, you really can get a sense of the energy of a campaign and the support from the crowds. How have they been?
It's been amazing. We did a tour around the Twin Cities on Saturday. And the Saturday before that, we'd done a fly around around all of Minnesota, going from Duluth to Hibbing to Moorhead to St. Cloud to Mankato to Rochester. And then 3 days later, Matt Burke got in the plane and went to Crookston and Fergus Falls and Bemidji and Brainerd. And I got in the plane and went to Winona and Worthington and Grand Rapids and then back to Brainerd. It's been amazing. Yesterday, it was cold out, and we had seven different stops. It was sleeting in some places, and every one of the stops had 100-plus people. Some of them had 200-300 people. People are energized. We broke all records fundraising. We've got over 120,000 people on our email team. People are absolutely galvanized into action, and nobody's standing on the sidelines.
I can hear the excitement in your voice. Has this been... Has this been the kind of campaign where you just are fueled by the people, or do you feel the weight of the amount of time on the road, the amount of time meeting with folks, all the different events? What's your feelings,
Scott? There is no gravitational pull bringing us back down to earth in this campaign. We are absolutely fueled by Minnesotans, and it's as if we have boundless energy. People ask me, Doc, are you getting sleep? And I said, yeah. I go to bed at midnight and I get up at 4:30. I said, it's perfect. They asked me if I'm eating regularly. I said, yep. I said, I always have Oreos in the car. So, I mean, I've got what I need. I've got the support and goodwill and prayers of Minnesotans. I get 4.5 hours of sleep at night, and I've got Oreos in the back seat. Who could ask for more?
There you go. That'll fuel you on the road. Oreos. Can't go wrong there. How would you assess...
They've got all four foods.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right.
I think the other thing, Scott, that I think is noteworthy is that I think sometimes Mary and I, my wife and I, we almost feel guilty that we're sort of parasitizing energy away from the people we interface with. So whether we're having a conversation with another couple, with 5 or 6 people, or 500 or 600, it doesn't seem to matter. Mary and I walk away from that conversation usually energized and ready to go on to the next conversation. Tonight we're going to have a rally in the Delano area, and I think there will be well over 500, if not over 1,000 people there. So I think we absolutely understand that Minnesotans are hungry for change and recognizing that we need to safeguard the things that has made Minnesota a great state, and we need to set our goals. There's no reason why we can't have the best education system and have the best economy and have the most safe streets. And that's what we're striving for come January.
So talk a little bit about those three. Education, what would be job one?
Job one, in terms of inflation, crime, and education, those are the critical issues, and we'll be devoting our policy time to those three issues, to be sure. But day one, I want to rewrite the emergency powers, so never again do we have to be abused by an emperor. Second thing is I want to have photo ID in place. Third thing is I want to stop taxing Social Security. It's already been paid. Fourth thing is I want school choice. Fifth thing is we need to elevate our Second Amendment rights. So never again do people wonder if they have the right to protect themselves, because they do.
Talk about the economy. What would you What would you do to slow inflation? Something you've talked about on the road.
The first thing we'll do is we'll uncouple Minnesota from the California car mandates. We'll stop that right away. Second thing is we'll do everything we can to make Minnesota energy independent. And we need to look at pipelines. Pipelines are good for the environment. It's far safer for us to transport fuel oil or oil, if you will, by pipeline than to put it on railroad cars or anything else and ship it that way. The Enbridge project never should have been the political football that it was. And we're going to do more of that. And we're going to recognize that fossil fuels are a part of our, if you will, makeup right now. That wind and solar, while we appreciate the input they have, on a good day, they don't typically get to even 10% of what we need to have a stable grid. We are going to remove the nuclear power moratorium. And we're going to talk about that because nuclear power is the cleanest, most available energy we have, and we've made tremendous advances over the last 50 years. We need to do those things. And along the way, then, we're going to absolutely recognize that the organizations and agencies that represent the state government of Minnesota have got to change the way they do things. We have to be more user-friendly. We have to be more facilitative, not punitive. I think sometimes the DNR and the MPCA have lost their way in terms of how can they maximize their benefit and their value to the everyday Minnesotan, and that's what we need to focus on.
You mentioned the car mandate, which is, a boondoggle on California and been something that, that Tim Walz loves as well. How is that implemented in Minnesota? Is it by some sort of executive order? How is that put in place?
We'll do an executive order right out of the blocks, but we want to make certain that everything we do is legal and according to the Constitution, and then I'll ask the legislature to come forward and codify it.
And has Walz put that in place by executive order?
Well, he used rulemaking to do an end run around the legislature and didn't allow the legislature to weigh in it like they could have. So the one way to do that is if you legislate with specificity, then the rulemaking is by its very nature truncated. And that's what we need to do is we need to not allow rulemaking by a few bureaucrats to overwhelm the thrust of what the legislature can do. And I think with leaders like Kurt Dowd, Jeremy Miller, and all the other leaders in the House and the Senate, I think they absolutely understand what they have to do, and I think they're prepared to get working on it November 10th.
Only a minute left. A listener says, what is the polling that your campaign sees?
I think the last poll we had that's considered a reliable poll that is not online, because the online polls have a lot of built-in prejudice and bias right off the bat. Everybody knows that. It may be cheaper to do it. You can maybe get people to sign on to do a poll, but typically you do not want to use an online poll. So the Trafalgar poll, which has been the most accurate polling company in the last three cycles, has us a half a point ahead. So we know we're right there, regardless of who's a half a point ahead or not. I think the issue is the voter turnout, and we need greater Minnesota to turn out like never before. Arguably, greater Minnesota can control the outcome of this election without question.
Let's hope they do and pull the lever for Dr. Scott Jensen and a great running mate as well in Matt Burke. Hey, thanks so much for the access during the campaign. We appreciate it, Dr. Jensen, and wish you well tomorrow night.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day, and God bless Minnesota.
God bless Minnesota, my home state. It's going to be kind of a fun one. Excited? Yeah, you get a little smile on your
all
face.
All fingers are crossed.
yeah, that'd be all right. That'd be all right. Our friend Mark Wagner, when we come back on What's On Your Mind to wrap up our final segment. Don't go away.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sounds too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike Lindell, my pillow, is crisscrossing the country right now. That's how much he cares about America. And besides that, sheets, slippers, pillows, you name it, he's got all the goods. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott. Whether it's some of those moccasins, slippers, slide-ons. The Giza cotton dream sheets, you're going to love those. The mattress topper, they've got it all. Slippers, sandals, slides, pillows, pillowcases, all kinds of great TV specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Marcus here, Rendy Estate Services. God bless you, sir. How are you?
Bless
you. So good to see you.
God bless you too, Scott. It's always a privilege just coming over to say hi to you. And what you do, I get so many people that just appreciate everything that you say and do for not only North Dakota, but just a conservative message. You know, that
well, we have quite the family here.
It's we
quite,
do.
It's a family of audience, a family of listeners, family of the advertisers, we certainly appreciate it. And I want folks today to understand estate planning. What do you want them to know?
I would, my number one issue I hear out in the field is that they say, Mark, I don't want to go to probate. I don't want my estate probated. I don't want my assets public record. I don't want my estate to be in a battle between the kids. And how do I do that, Mark? What do I need to do to make sure that I have a peaceful, private, uncontested family settlement? And when I'm saying this, Scott, I'm saying this from an estate planner perspective. I am not an attorney. You know that. I do refer my clients to legal professionals to drop all the, if they need help, or if they have their own attorney, that is fine. But what I also share with people, if you actually even contact the Bar Association, only 1% of all attorneys out there are actually qualified to go ahead and do estate trust work. And so, in my opinion, there's really two major issues that we try to tackle right away. And the first one is cost. You know, a trust will cost you between $5,000 to $7,000 in a heartbeat. And that is only for the legal work. The other half of the trust is that non-legal administration. And how they do that to you, they'll actually send you out a form letter, and you'll be, and we'll say how to get your trust funded, and you'll look at that letter, you'll look at your wife, you scratch your head again, the next thing you know, you're calling them up for another $500 an hour, and time you get done, you'll have over $10,000 with them.
So a call to you avoids probate, protects from guardianship, saves taxes, and achieves peace of mind.
Exactly, and you can actually sleep at night. Now that's only if they listen to me. You can tell somebody something 1,000 times, but if they actually listen to you, that's when the, you know, the good book says we not just need to be a hearer, we need to be a what? A doer, right? That's, you just can't hear, you have to do. If you do, then you're going to be done and you're going to be happy.
Simple as a phone call to Mark and the team at ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908, 701-318-0908. 0908. Marie and I are so grateful that the work that Mark has done for us. It just gives you incredible peace of mind.
It really does, especially if you start. A lot of my clients have assets or dwellings in other states. So if you do not have anything set up, number one, you would die intestate, right? That's where a judge who you don't know will give blanket percentages. However, then it's going to be subject to contestation and all that other garbage that comes along with that. So when a person dies, you're only going to have one or two assets or two documents in your hand. You're either going to have a last will and testament, which needs to be approved by a probate judge, then number two, or you're going to have a what they call a revocable living trust. And you're only there's only two documents. If you have a will, by state law, what happens is that ever all your assets in your estate need to be probated first. What that means is that, number one, they're going to be time. It can take up to 2 years, maybe longer.
Not fun.
Well, like the cost, too. I mean, the attorneys, they don't do nothing for free. So it can take anywhere between 2 to 7% of your estate. Public record. But most importantly, the hardship on your family, and they have they're this frustrated. Next thing you know, they start getting their own attorneys. Next thing you know, they're not talking to each other anymore. But if you set up a revocable living trust for your estate, what happens is, number one, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids that probate. It controls your estate. If you have a will, you lose control of the distribution of your estate. So what number controls your estate, and it also prevents the courts from controlling your assets when you're incapacitated.
What Mark just said is you can avoid probate, you can protect from guardianship, save taxes, and achieve peace of mind. And I think the one you can't even put a price tag on is achieving peace of mind.
You know, not only that, you get the lifetime service. You get our business model is such that we've actually have taken that antiquated attorney model where they're in charge of everything. We turn that on its head, so now that you're getting things at a modest price, but it's also
lifetime services. EstateServices.com or call 701-318-0908. 318-0908. 318-0908. God bless you, Mark.
God bless you, Scott. Thank you. God bless all your listeners.
At Bingley Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.